In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Gospel of this blessed day are few verses of chapter 7 of the Gospel of St. Luke. And in this Gospel, the story or the miracles that our Lord Jesus Christ done when he raised this young man from dead. Actually, our Lord Jesus Christ did so many miracles. When they brought to him all those who were sick with various kinds of diseases and sicknesses, he cured them all. And when St. John the Baptist sent two of his disciples to our Lord Jesus Christ, asking him, "Are you the coming one, or we look for another?" He said to them, after stayed for a while with him, and during this, he cured so many from their afflictions, infirmities, and evil spirits, and gave sights to those who were blind. And our Lord Jesus Christ go and tell John, "With all these things you have seen and heard." The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the dead are raised. العمي يبصرون الصم يسمعون والعرج يمشون والموتى يقومون. My beloved, in this miracle, our Lord Jesus Christ was facing death. And he came and did these miracles not because anyone asked him or begged him to do this, but out of his compassion. Out of his compassion, he came and granted life to this young man. No one dared to ask our Lord Jesus Christ to do these miracles, because they couldn't imagine that he could raise the dead. Yes, he have done so many miracles, cured so many diseases, but it is not a disease, it is death. It is the powerful enemy, it is the very strong enemy, to whom all were subject to bondage. And that is the main cause of his coming from heaven to earth. Why? That he might, through this, destroy what? Not only destroy this, but to destroy him who has the power of this, that is devil. يبيد بالموت ذاك الذي له سلطان الموت أي إبليس. لم يكن المسيح أو لم تقف قدرة المسيح يا أحبائي فقط عند مجرد شفاء المرضى وإخراج الشياطين وإعطاء البصر للعميان. لكن سلطانه امتد حتى أنه يستطيع أن يقهر الموت ذاته. That he might, by this he might destroy him who has the power of this, that is devil, and release those who through the fear of this were all their lifetime under the bondage. جاي علشان يعتق أولئك الذين كل حياتهم تحت العبودية، عبودية الموت. And that's why, my beloved, our Lord Jesus Christ did this miracle out of his compassion, out of his compassionate heart. Nobody asked him, please. Our Lord Jesus Christ came and did this miracle. They couldn't imagine that he could raise the dead. Even Martha, when our Lord Jesus Christ went to raise her son, her brother, Lazarus, she said to him, Lord, if you have been here, my brother have not died. And he said to her, your brother will rise again. She said to him, yes, I know that my brother will rise again in the resurrection, in the last day. She couldn't imagine that our Lord Jesus Christ could raise the dead. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ came and said to this miserable mother who was weeping because she lost her own only son, and also she was a widow. يعني فقدت جوزها قبل كده ودلوقتي فقدت ابنها الوحيد اللي ما عندهاش غيره. And it is amazing that our Lord Jesus Christ said to her, do not weep. Do not weep. We can say it to each other. But when we say do not weep, it is just to share the others. But when our Lord Jesus Christ said, do not weep, it is not just a share. But he is able to wipe his tears, her tears. He is able to turn her sadness and grief and sorrow, to turn all these to joy and gladness. And is this what happened? He turned her grief, her sorrow, her sadness. He turned all these feelings into gladness. So when our Lord Jesus Christ said, do not weep, it is not just a share from him. He is able to sympathize with our weakness. قادر أن يرسل ضعفتنا. Because in all points, he was tempted as we are. لأنه مجرب في كل شيء مثلنا. حاسس بوجعنا وحاسس بدموعنا وحاسس بأنيننا. أحزان البشرية وأنين البشرية مش بعيدة عن قلب المسيح الحنين. فهو يشعر بألامك، بأنينك، بأوجاعك، بدموعك. وجيه علشان يرفع هذا الحزن ويحوله إلى فرح. So when he came and said to this woman, do not weep. He came to cure. He has the power. He has the authority. He has the ability to turn our sorrow and our grief into joy and gladness. So, I would like to say to you, who is this widow, miserable widow, who lost her only son? It represents the humanity, the miserable humanity who brought all her children to death. الست الأرملة ديت تمثل البشرية. يمكن الست دي فقدت ابنها الوحيد، أما البشرية ففقدت كل ولادها للموت. And out of his compassion our Lord Jesus Christ came from heaven. Out of his compassion he came from heaven to us in order to wipe our tears, in order to restore life to those who are dead, and to release those who, through the fear of this, were all the lifetime under bondage. جي عشان يحرر، يحرر اللي كانوا تحت العبودية، عبودية الموت. And that's why this is not just a story for a family, but it is the story of the whole humanity. The humanity who lost all her children, who lost her joy, her life. And our Lord Jesus Christ, out of his compassion, came to us to restore and to release us from death. And when I speak about this, my beloved, I am speaking about spiritual death. Spiritual death, about which our Lord Jesus Christ said that the hour is coming and now is. Take care, please. It is not just a miracle and a story. It is my story. My soul is this woman who is weeping. And I am, is this young man who is dead. But he died physically, and I may be dead spiritually. He need to be risen from the dead, and so I need to be risen from my spiritual death. How come? Who is able to raise me from my death? It is our Lord Jesus Christ, and it is now. An hour is coming, and now is. تأتي ساعة وهي الآن. When the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God. When? It is now. The voice of the Son of God, carrying the power of life. Each one, each soul, each dead person is invited to hear this voice. An hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who will hear will live. This is to preach everyone and bring good tidings to everyone, feeling that Sin has killed him, has put him to this. The gospel today preaching each one that our Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who is coming to you to wipe your tears and to release you from the bondage of this and to give you life once again. This is the message of the gospel today. And this is what the book of Revelation spoke about, the first resurrection. All of you are invited to taste and to gain and to be granted the power of the first resurrection. في حاجة اسمها القيامة الأولى. All of us know about the second resurrection. كلنا عارفين القيامة الثانية. That is at the last day, في اليوم الأخير. And this second resurrection divided into two big categories. Resurrection of life and the resurrection of condemnation. To those who have done good, it is resurrection of life. And to those who have done evil, it is resurrection of condemnation. في اليوم الأخير القيامة للكل بس النوع مختلف. في حاجة اسمها قيامة الحياة. يسمع جميع الذين في القبور صوته فيخرج الذين فعلوا الصالحات إلى قيامة الحياة واللي عملوا السيئات إلى قيامة برضو بس اسمها قيامة الإيه؟ الدينونة. So all of us are invited now. We are all called for the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. مبارك ومقدس من له نصيب في القيامة الأولى. في chapter 20 of the book of Revelation. All of us are invited. And I will say to you a very important point. When you hear something about any miracles, which is anonymous, without name, you can put your name. You can put your name. When our Lord Jesus Christ said to this woman, whom we don't know her name, do not weep, it is for you. He says to you now, do not weep. I came for you. I came for you. I came to wipe your tears. And when he said to the young man, he said to him, young man, I say to you, arise. It is for you and for every one of you. He is saying today and this very day to everyone, young man, arise. I say to you, arise. Arise from your death. دي دعوة لكل واحد النهاردة المسيح بيقولها. مش حكاية هنحكيها ونروح. مش قصة هنقولها ونعجب بالمسيح القوي الجميل اللي عنده قوة وكأن الحكاية ما تخصناش. ده تخص واحدة أرملة زمان من 2000 سنة فقدت ابنها وإحنا بس بنحكيها علشان هي جت في الإنجيل. No, it is my story. It is me who need him to say to me, don't weep. لا تبكي. Why don't weep? I have the solution. I have the power. I have the authority to release you from the bondage of this. And that's why I say to you, to everyone, young man, I say to you, arise. It is the spiritual resurrection from your spiritual death. This is the message of today. This is the message of the gospel of today. And St. Paul explains this. بولس الرسول بيشرح دي ويقول في حاجة اسمها موت الخطية. كنتم أموات بالذنوب والخطايا. فأنا ممكن أجيله النهاردة أقول له أنا كنت فاكر إن أنا حي عشان بتنفس وباكل وبشرب وبمشي وبتحرك. وبعدين النهاردة بكتشف يا رب إن أنا ميت بالذنوب والخطايا. And I need you to grant me life. I need your voice. The voice of the Son of God granting and giving life to every dead one. You, he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. أنتم اللي كنتم أموات بالذنوب والخطايا أحياكم مع المسيح. What shall you benefit? What shall you get in the second resurrection if you did not accept the first resurrection? هتفيدك بإيه القيامة التانية في اليوم الأخير إذا ما استمتعتش وخدت وفرحت بالقيامة الأولى دلوقتي؟ لو ما خدتش دلوقتي القيامة الأولى, the second resurrection will be resurrection of condemnation. هتبقى قيامة الدينونة. لكن الدعوة النهاردة إن احنا كلنا نقبل دعوة المسيح ونخش في قوة القيامة الأولى, the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has a part in the first resurrection. مقدس ومبارك من له نصيب في القيامة الأولى. آخر حاجة هقولها لكم, احنا كلنا عارفين أن المسيح عمل ثلاث معجزات قيامة أموات, كلكم عارفينهم. ابنة تايروس وكانت لسه على سريرها ما شالوهاش, وابن الأرملة وكانوا شالوه وحطوه على النعش ورايحين يدفنوه, والعازر بعد ما دفنوه قعد 4 أيام. What does this mean? What does this mean? تعني حاجة جميلة قوي قوي, إن كل مراحل الخطية لها حل عند المسيح. اللي الخطية صرعته وبهدلته ودوخته ولسه جديد في الموضوع, لسه على السرير زي ما بنقول وأنت على سرير الخطايا إيه؟ منطرحة وفي إخضاع الجسد متهاونة, ممكن المسيح يجيله ويقومه. واللي أريد الخطية صراعته وموتته وشايلينه عشان يدفنوه, المسيح هيقابله زي ما قابل النعش النهاردة. And he will touch the coffin and he will say, young man, I say to you, arise. حتى اللي مات يا رب بالخطية, حتى اللي مات بالخطية. طب في حل يا رب للي الخطية بهدلته وصرعته وموتته ونتن في الخطية زي العازر ما نتن في القبر, في حل؟ يقول برضو في حل. It is a great hope for all those who are subject to the bondage of sin and the bondage of death. Our Lord Jesus Christ can give them all life, and the glory be to God forever. Amen.